Jesus.
Lord, we praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Come on, let's worship him. Let's give him the praise he deserves right now. Lord, we praise you, Lord. We worship you, God. Oh, there's none like you, Jesus. You are all I need. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know the other 11 tribes, their portion is land. Their portion is property. Hallelujah. But the Levites, their inheritance, their portion was simply the tabernacle and the glory of God. Oh, give me the glory of God over all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you want him as your portion today? Brother Kavon, if you could turn me down in this monitor. Oh, if you want the Lord as your portion, clap your hands again to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you for having patience with us. We've got new microphones, and we've attempted to do a sound check and all that, but you know it's still always going back and forth, so thank you for being patient. If you can, head in your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. It is wonderful, wonderful to have each and every one of you with us again today. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining with us. If we've not seen you in a while, thank you again for being with us and worshiping with us. We have so many great things. I apologize, Brother Kavon. I did not change that slide. We did not have 7 Bible studies. We had 4 Bible studies this week. But I'm thankful that the Word of the Lord went out in 4 different Bible studies. Amen. Amen. The Lord is doing a great work in our Bible studies. Brothers and sisters, we need to have weekly Bible studies. Everybody say weekly. We need weekly Bible studies. Because, and as we'll preach today, we want the word of the Lord to go forth. Amen. I do want to invite you, if you are not a regular member of our church, to our Discover Purpose membership course after service. It'll be directly after service in the HPPC Kids Room, the room to the right there. It is our youth room. The Discover Purpose course is simply a 20-minute long lesson. We try to be very strict on that because I know you want to get lunch and you've got things to do after service, so we're not going to hold you long. But it is simply just a platform for you to be able to ask questions to myself or whoever is teaching the class, questions about the church. It's also a time where we can just talk about the beginning of the church. The first lesson is all about how we got started. So it's about my wife and I, where we came from, how I can be so young and still be pastoring, praise the Lord, and things like that. I know I keep saying I'm not young anymore, praise God. I keep hearing after I lost all this weight, everybody keeps telling me, you look 10 years younger. I thought, well, that's great, but I thought I was young already, so I don't know. But I'm thankful for that. But we would encourage you to come next Sunday. It is a 4-week class. So I'd encourage you to come every week. If you're unable to, just come the one. And again, next Sunday, it'll be on the purpose of the church. We talk about the 5 purposes of the church and our role and what role you can play in order to be with it. Here is the goal of the class. Everybody say the goal. The goal of the Discover Purpose class, it is our goal that by the end of the month, if you graduate the 4 weeks, at the end of the 4 weeks, that you will be placed in the church doing something for the Lord. That is our goal. The whole point is that you can discover your personal purpose, but also discover your purpose in the house of God. Where do you fit in at HPPC? Maybe you fit in as a door greeter, maybe a media person, maybe an usher. Perhaps your desire is to be used on the platform.
Now, there's a little bit more that's involved in platform ministry. We call it influencing ministry. But this is the door open. This is the way to get involved and to find out how to be a part of that. And again, the idea is we want to make sure everybody has a place in HPPC. Hallelujah. Here's my thing. I am so thankful that you are a part of HPPC. And the Discover Purpose class is us giving you a part of HPPC. So we don't want you just to be a part of it. We want you to have a part of the church and be involved and do something for the Lord. We want you to be able to fulfill your higher purpose here. Is that all right today? Amen. And everybody who's graduated the Discover Purpose class, say amen. Amen. God bless you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Let me just say this. The Lord has been doing great things this week. We were privileged last Sunday to preach in Boca for Pastor Hamby. Monday night, we were invited to do the invocation at the Stewart City Council meeting, and it was a privilege to do that. They were actually introducing this new city manager, and it was the inauguration of the new city manager. So we got to be a part of that. Very thankful for it. Friday night, my wife and I were invited to speak at Brother Fernando's church, on Hispanic Apostolic Congregation in Fort Pierce on Friday night. And we had a great move of God. One young person received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And praise God. It's just an exciting thing. Everybody shout revival. This is the time for revival, brothers and sisters. You still believe that? Amen. This is the time for revival, and we're just walking through every door of opportunity the Lord allows. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us." Everybody say, pray for us. What is it that we're praying for? What should your prayers be focused on? That the word of the Lord may have free course. Everybody say free course. And that it may be glorified. Oh, praise the Lord. I want the word of God to have free course and be glorified. Even as it is with you. Hallelujah. If the word of God has free course in my life and is glorified in my life, let us pray that it also will be in their lives, that we may be delivered. Here he's talking about some of the resistance to the word of the Lord. That we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. So there are some who have not received this word. And we're praying against that in Jesus' name. Hey, there's some who have rejected this word. But we're praying against that in Jesus' name. There's some who have shut the door on Jesus. But I pray that he'll kick it open in Jesus' name. Anybody else want the word of God to have free course, for the Spirit of the Lord to be boundless? Hallelujah. Without any borders today, I want to preach to you for a little while on Bible without borders. Bible without borders. I feel the Holy Ghost. I know we don't have the usual crowd. We've got some out of town, some who are not here for different reasons. So I need you right now just to lift up your voice even the louder. Pray even the harder. Worship the even more wild. Right now, why don't you do it? Lord Jesus, we pray. Let the word of God go forth freely in this place. Let your word be without resistance or hesitation. But let the anointing fall. Oh, Lord Jesus, for I declare that if the word of God today has liberty, it will present miracles and signs and wonders. There will be chains that fall and lives delivered. In the name of Jesus, we speak it and declare it in Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
You going to speak with me today? Preach with me? Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Everybody, say thank God for prayer meeting. Monday nights, we gather together in this house and we pray. And we seek the face of God. Why is that? Because we know that there is resistance, both spiritual, and there's resistance in the faith of people. There's resistance to the Word of God. There's resistance to the Spirit of the Lord, and there's resistance to truth. In our day of age, especially, there is resistance. So we come here every Monday night, gathered together as a corporate body to pray and to seek the face of God, that the Lord would allow His word to have free course in this world. Amen. So this last Monday night, it was after praying at the commissioner's meeting. I came here and began to pray and seek the face of God. And as I was here, I felt the Lord lay this verse on my heart so heavily. And I began to pray as Paul had instructed the church at Thessalonica to pray. And I began to say, Lord, let your word have free course in this city. Let your word have free course in this church. Let this word, your word, have free course in our lives. But as I began to pray those words, it was almost as if the Lord opened up my imagination. And I began to question, what would this verse mean? What would it look like if God would to truly fulfill it? If the most faith-filled man or woman of God, the one who's been fasting and praying and dedicated their life to the Lord, and the Lord would answer their prayers without hesitancy, if they would to pray and declare these words, and the Lord would to fulfill it in its most purest of forms, what would that look like for our lives and our church, our city, our country, and our world? That phrase, may have free course, it means quite literally, as in the margin, that it may run along. It may run along. That there would be no wall, there would be no barrier, and there would be no border. Everybody say, Bible without borders. Not only does this verse mean that the word would be without borders, that it would be able to move freely, but also that it would be free to move swiftly. Oh, praise God. I tell you, sometimes we get into the mindset, I'm playing the long game. I know I didn't talk to anybody this week, maybe next week. Hey, listen, we need the word of the Lord to move swiftly in our city. Everybody say amen. Hallelujah. My Bible says that there were added unto the church daily such as should be saved. I can't wait until next month to get on board. I can't wait until next week to get on board. There's people today. The Lord needs to move swiftly. The Word of God needs to get to them quickly. Oh, and let me tell you, this isn't just the desire of your pastor. This isn't just the desire of the church members, because we want to see the Lord grow our congregation. This is also the plan and will of God. Psalms chapter 147 and verse 15, it says this: He sendeth forth His commandment upon the earth, and His word runneth very swiftly. What does that mean? It means that the word of the Lord, the plan is that it would be a quick move. Hallelujah, that He would operate in a quick fashion, and there would be no hesitance. Hallelujah, for I quoted this in prayer last week over somebody, Hebrews 4 and 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Come on, I'm talking about the impact, the quick, the swift, the powerful, the sharp impact of the Word of God. That Word, is like a two-edged sword. Hallelujah, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It's able to get past the mess. It's able to get past the problems. It's able to get past the unbelief. Oh, come on now. With the word has free course, it goes directly to the heart of the matter. Hallelujah. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Oh, let me tell you, the word of the Lord is able to get you right where you need it. The word of the Lord is able to pierce you right in the spot that'll change your life. Oh, if the word of God would have free course in this world, would you clap your hands? Oh, yes, Jesus. And if it doesn't feel weird or awkward to you, would you do me a favor and just for a moment close your eyes and help me to imagine today a world where the word would be met with no limit or border, that the word would be met with no obstruction or hindrance. It would have complete liberty and free reign in our world, our city, our homes, and our hearts. Can you imagine with me today a world where the Bible has no shortage of laborers and preachers to declare it, that the Word of God had no lack of finances to push it forward, that there would be no limitations to travel as it goes from house to house, but there would be opportunity after opportunity, and there would be men and women willing to take advantage of every opportunity. Can you imagine with me today a world where there would be none standing in opposition to the Word of God? There is no persecution. There is no hesitation. Men and women gave free course to the Word of God in their lives. Government officials wouldn't stand with the church and not against it. Social media would distribute our posts and not hinder it. A world where every person's life was lived out of respect to the Word of God. Homes spoke often of the Word around the dinner table. Laws were written based on scriptural principles. Oh, let me preach to you for a moment. we would see in that world a release of faith like never before. Because my Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We'd see repentance on a massive scale, an outpouring of the Holy Ghost that could not be contained. Signs and wonders would not be the exception. It would be the norm. Life as we know it would be turned upside down. And I don't know about you, but that's the world I want to live in. Oh, right now, won't you stand to your feet and begin to pray and declare, Lord God, I want to live in that world. Come on, church, won't you intercede for a moment? I know we're not done. Won't you intercede for a moment? Lord, we pray for free course. We pray for no borders. Break down every border that's resisting your word in our city. Oh, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. I've come to pray in Jesus' name that the word would have free course, that there would be no resistance in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to see it in our homes. Lord, I want to see it for my children. I want to see it for my spouse. I want to see it for my life. For every time I neglected your word, or doubted your word, or questioned your word, Lord, I want it in my life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, I know that seems like a world so far off, but I'm telling you, the church is called to pray for such a world, to intercede for such a world, to believe for such a world. Oh, hallelujah, you can be seated. We're talking about the Bible without borders. The first and greatest example we may have of this is the first church. The first church saw such a liberty of the Spirit, but not just liberty of the Spirit. Hey, look, I'm all for the liberty of the Spirit. I pray for the liberty of the Spirit. Hallelujah, but I don't want the liberty of the Spirit and dam up the Bible and put walls on the Bible and put borders on how far the Bible can reach. Acts tells us of a borderless Bible. Thank you, my friend. Acts chapter 2, 41 tells us that they gladly received His word. And the result was what? There was added unto the church about 3,000 souls. When the word of God is received, there will be a great adding of the church. Acts 4 and 4, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the church went from 3,000, and there was added about 5,000. Why? Because the word had free course. The word of the Lord had no boundaries or limits. Acts chapter 5, 14, believers were the more added to the Lord. Why? Because they believed in the word of God. And what was the result? In so much they believed, they were added, and in so much that they believed, they brought forth the sick into the streets. They laid on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing might overshadow some of them. And there came multitudes out of the cities round about. That sounds like a Bible without border. Hallelujah. Multitudes out of the cities came about Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one of them. Everybody say Bible without borders. Acts 6 and 7, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. Hallelujah. Prior to this verse, we saw addition, addition, addition. At this moment, the Bible shifts, and it just starts saying, God stopped adding. He started multiplying. What was the result? What was the reason for the multiplication? It's because the word of God increased. It wasn't me increase. It wasn't the Holy Ghost increase. It was the word of God that increased. And there was multiplication because of it. Acts 11, 21. A great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Acts 13, 48. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and they glorified the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. When we gladly receive the word and we treat the Bible with reverence and respect, it will spread. Acts 14 and 1, a great multitude, both of Jews and the Greeks, they believed in the word. Acts 17, 4, Paul is in Thessalonica, where he prayed and preached and wrote unto them. It says, and some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and a great multitude followed them. Acts 19 and 18, and many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. And what was the result? So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Oh, when we let the word of God prevail, when we let the word of God prevail, we will multiply. When we let the word of God prevail, our homes will be different. When we let the word of God prevail, let me tell you, we'll have some book burnings. We'll burn some DVDs and magazines. Hallelujah. We'll throw out some computers and cell phones. Why? Because the word of God must prevail. Everybody say Bible without borders. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Oh, let me tell you, preacher, you are the invader of borders. Let me tell you, preacher, you are the crosser of limits. Yes, I know it's nerve-wracking talking to somebody you've never talked to before, but when you do, you are fulfilling Paul's prayer and you're taking the word to a place it's never been before. You're crossing borders. You're stepping over limitations. Come on now, border crossers. I'm preaching to you for a moment. Take the word across the border. Take the word. Oh, come on now. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that's why the Bible says, how beautiful, everybody say beautiful. How beautiful are the feet that won't allow there to be borders and limits, but they're going to take it. Verse 17 or 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say unto you, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. I want it to be said of this church that our words went unto all in the earth, the words unto the ends of the world. Anybody else got a conviction like I do that says I'm not going to keep the word within the borders of this church? I'm not going to keep the word in these four walls. Hallelujah, I will not limit the word of God and the impact he wants to have. For this sound will go unto all the earth. Why don't you one more time pray? Pray for yourself, oh Lord Jesus. I'm asking you, use me. I don't want the door of my work to be a border for the word, but let me cross that border and let me take the word further. Let me take the word into my home. Let me take the word into my school. Oh, garanalalalabasunda. Oh, labasoto rosati. Can I tell you that there have been countries? Everybody say countries. Countries that have been transformed by the word of God simply because somebody who is a native of that country came to a church in America or somewhere else, but came to a church that was preaching the word of God. And they took that word and they crossed the border into their home. And they started to preach it in their home. Hallelujah. Congregations have been started. Why? Because somebody said, let the word have free course. Let there be no border to how far I'll preach the word of God. Let there be no border. Now today I do expect that there will be some who will say, Pastor, that will never happen. We're not supposed to pray. Hallelujah. We're not supposed to pray based on that. We pray based on what we believe and expect to happen, and the Lord does the rest. I'm not going to sit here and pray, God, if you want to do it, I don't know if they'll take it, but I guess, God. No, I'm going to say, Lord, invade that country with the word of God. Lord, I pray that you would invade that family. Come on now. This is the type of praying I'm talking about, church. I pray the word of God would invade that heart that has been closed off to it. Oh. Hallelujah, that life that has been closed off to the word of God, Lord, I pray that you would invade that heart right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, there's some people, I feel this in the Holy Ghost, you've got family members you're praying for, won't you pray in Jesus' name, invade them with the word of God, let the sword pierce, the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, let the word pierce their heart in Jesus' name. Let the word have free course. Oh, I'm looking for some intercessors right now. I don't know if I'm going to go any further. But they don't believe. Oh, they will when the word of God is done with them. But they don't believe. They will when the word of God invades them. Lord, I pray you take the hardened heart and turn it to mush that they may receive your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I love your word. Oh, Lord, I love your scriptures. I love the Bible. Lord God, I just want them to encounter it and witness the impact your word could have in their life. Well, what would hinder the word of God? Jesus told the parable in Matthew 13 of the seed, which represents the word of God, and the sower, which represents you and I. Everybody say me. Everybody say I'm a sower. I'm supposed to go in fields without the word of God and sow the word of God. Praise the Lord. I felt a little resistance on that. This is the mission of the church, to go thee therefore and preach the gospel unto every creature. Hallelujah. I can't keep walking in fields that already have stuff growing and cast my seeds and then rejoice when things grow. There's one preacher that says, there's a lot of churches that aren't trying to win new people. They're just trying to win everybody else's people. Those aren't churches. Those are daycares. Just raising everybody else's babies. Hey, look, I have no desire to do that. I thank God for people who have walked into this place seeking out a church home, and I welcome you. And I pray the Lord will bless you and grow you. Hallelujah. But my heart's desire is that I'd walk into a field that's never been towed. I'd walk into a field that's never witnessed a seed before. And I would come in with my seed and I would sow bountifully that seed. And we would turn a land, a property that was dry and dead and lifeless. But because I, a sower, decided to sow, all of a sudden there's life, there's nutrients, there's plenteous. That's the role the church has today, brothers and sisters. That's the impact that you and I are called to. Everybody say, I'm a sower. I almost said a soul winner. It'd be applicable. Hallelujah, and it tells us that that sower went to sow. Some of that seed he sowed did not go to the soil it was meant for. It's all right if you miss sometimes. You keep spreading that seed. Some of the seed fell into stony places. Hallelujah, there was so much in the foundation, so much in the soil that the seed couldn't germinate and get traction because there are so many rocks in the soil. So much of the world that it wouldn't allow them to grow. There was seed that fell. The sun was up. And as it began to grow, that sun scorched it. That's the seed that began to grow but withered away quickly because of persecution. Because it was at such odds with their life and they could not change their life based on the Word of God. And some fell among the thorns. And even though it would grow up, so would the thorns. It would begin to grow a little bit, but because it grew with the thorns and they didn't remove the things in their lives that the Word of God was meant to remove, those thorns choked the seed. And the Bible doesn't say that it died. It just simply says it could not bear fruit. You can be a Christian in a church and be living among the thorns. Praise God. A minute ago, you guys were jumping up and down and excited about this. But there were others that fell onto good ground. And it brought forth fruit. Here's something that I never seen before. It says some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold, that even the good ground didn't always produce 100-fold result. Even the good soil bore less than 100% success rate. And we sit around and we get so aggravated. Why isn't this happening? Why isn't this working? Why aren't they changing? Why aren't they coming to God? Why aren't they doing this? Let me tell you, it doesn't mean the seed is bad. And it doesn't mean you're sowing in the wrong places. Maybe we just need some prayer that will come in and till the ground. Get the thorns out before we sow the seed. Get the stones out before we sow the seed. Hallelujah. Maybe there just needs to be some prayer and some intercession. Because here's the result. Here's what the Lord is able to do. Everybody say able. This is what the Lord is able to do. Genesis 26 and verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold revival, 100-fold harvest. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. 100-fold revival. What does that mean? It means every seed that dropped, it brought harvest. Every seed that dropped, it brought harvest. Oh, Pastor, I don't think everybody's going to get the Holy Ghost. Why not? Oh, I pray in the name of Jesus, we have such a move of God in the city of Stewart that every bar gets shut down. Every drug dealer goes out of business. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I pray for such a harvest. Hallelujah, for a 100-fold harvest, that every child would receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and would not backslide, but would remain in the church. Come on now, can we pray it? Can we believe for it? Can we worship God for it? This is the Lord's will. Pastor, how's that going to happen? Well, let me tell you, it's going to happen first. When, as he says, we pray the word of the Lord have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Everybody say with me. I know we were excited just a moment ago, but let me hit you with something. Does the Bible have free course in your life? Does the Bible have free course in your life? When's the last time you let the Word of God convict you? There's an old song we used to sing. We don't sing it very often because why? We want to come to church and we want to play patty cake with the Lord and go home and never get changed and never be transformed and never be convicted. Hallelujah. There's an old song. Move me with your message once again. It's been so long since I've grown within. Take me back once more to Calvary, where once again your message moved me. When's the last time you let a message convict you so deeply that you fell on your face weeping in the presence of God? When's the last time you opened up your word and you said, God, don't just give me an inspirational quote for the day, but show me how to live my life? When's the last time you came to church and said, God, whatever your word wants to speak, my heart is open. Move me with your message again. Even if it hurts, move me with your message again. Even if it's not what I want to hear, move me with your message again. Let your word have free course. For Luke 8:15, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, they keep it and they bring forth fruit with patience. When's the last time we were honest and said, God, I know, Lord, that I'm not always living up to par. I need your word to convict me again. How about we stand to our feet? What if there was no border in our hearts to the word of God? What if we opened up the word of God daily and said, speak to me, Lord? What if we came to church, opened our Bible and our hearts, and let the Lord encourage us, but also let it teach us and let it correct us? What if we stopped embracing the change? What if we start embracing the change the Bible is trying to do in us? We didn't just embrace it, but we prayed for it. We said, God, convict me again. What if we took the word of the Lord like Isaiah and said, precept upon precept, line upon line. Lord, I'm not closed off to part of your word, but open to some of your word. I'm not picking and choosing what portions I want to live by, but precept upon precept, line upon line, God, I embrace the entirety of your word. And how far would that word take us? For the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If you may once again close your eyes and begin to imagine the Bible without limits in your life, how could it change and transform the way that you think? How could it change and transform the way that you live? How could it radically bless your finances because you're not wasting your money and squandering it on things? Righteous living, how far could the word of God take your children that they wouldn't have children out of wedlock, that they wouldn't run away from home because you embraced the word of God and used its wisdom and knowledge to guide your life? Can you imagine when that storm comes? Can you imagine when you lose a loved one? But the word of God is so deep in your heart that you mourn them, but you still hold on to the hope that's in Christ Jesus. Because the word has no border in your heart. It has no limit. When the word of God has no border, it's going to affect your job. You're going to see increase and promotion. Oh, in Jesus' name, I feel that in the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, for somebody today. As you open up your heart and mind to the Word, you'll see it's going to bless every aspect of your life and your family. It may come with a season of persecution, a season of resistance from your family and from your coworkers. But if you embrace it, and I hope you understand what I mean, I mean fully embrace that word. It's going to release you in the ministry. I see the windows of heaven opening up. I see the anointing flowing in your life. I see faith that is without limit, because the word is without limit. Therefore, it releases you to see signs and wonders. You're going to prophesy. You're going to be used in the gifts of the Spirit. Oh, the word of the Lord will be the sunlight and the nutrients that cause the fruit of the Spirit to grow in your life. All because the word has been received without borders, without limitations. I'm wondering if you could grab your Bible right now if you brought it. If not, that's okay. And if you could find a place down in this altar, if you just want to come stand, if you want to kneel, whatever you want to do, you could just grab your Bible and we could come down here as a church family and say, Jesus, I'm ready to embrace every word in this book. I'm willing to embrace every single word, precept upon precept, line upon line. Lord, I'm not going to say I'll take this, but not that. I want it all. I want it all. Oh, I hear the voice of the Lord speaking and saying, my